All right, we're here on Rogue Minis. Memphis City Smitty coming to you from Celtic Crossing in the heart of Midtown Memphis. And Celtic Crossing is an apt place to be because we're sitting here with Dublin's own Chris Harrington, head coach of Memphis City FC. Coach, two games at the helm. Went to Nashville last Saturday night. Came away with a 1-0 victory. And then Chattanooga on Saturday night, a couple of days ago, came out of there with a hard-fought 2-1 defeat. Before we get into the technical side of things, before we get into what you saw and what you're looking for, we always like to begin our relationship with anybody on this podcast by having you simply tell us a little bit about your soccer journey. We love stories. We want to know about your, where you grew up, where you were educated, how you got to be a part of, first of all, how you came to America, how you got to be a part of Memphis City FC. How did all of that, what is your soccer journey thus far? Take us a little bit down that road from the earliest days that you remember playing as a kid.
Earliest days I remember, obviously out on the streets of Dublin with my friends playing, just knocking the ball around, kicking it off the wall and stuff. The earliest memory of actual organised football was when my dad took me down to my local club when I was about 8 or 9, St. Joseph Boys, East Wall. That was the earliest memory I have of actually organised football, being on a team. From then on, I went to another local club, Shelbourne, which is one of the biggest clubs in Ireland. Played for them all the way up to U17s. Then I was recruited to come over to the States. I went to Lambeth University, played all 4 years there. From then, I got drafted to play up in Canada. I had 3 seasons played up in Canada, finished contract up there, went home and played back in Iceland, actually. Went over to Iceland for 2.5 years. From then, I got a coaching offer back in the States, which I decided to take at a school in Jackson. Since then, I've just been involved in coaching full-time with the local club there for about last 2.5-3 years. Obviously, heard about Memphis City because Jackson's not too far away. And when I heard about it, obviously, I want to be involved with the highest level of football that you can be. So, talked to a few people and found myself involved. I'm very lucky to be involved with such a great project for the city of Memphis and for the state of Tennessee.
We talk tactics from time to time, and we've noticed a little bit of a shift. We noticed since you took the realms a little bit of a shift to what we think looks more like a 4-4-2. Can you just kind of talk about your tactical philosophy and whether or not you have a strategy and you try to get players that fit that strategy, or is it, do you look at the players and say, I'm going to take tactics that fit that strategy? When it comes to lining up in a system, how do you sort of approach that? Is it something that you have set in stone, or are you more flexible about it based on the players that you have?
Well, I think as a coach, you always have to, you have your own philosophy, the club has a philosophy, but at the end of the day, you have to adjust to what the strengths and weaknesses are of your players, and that's a good coach if you can adopt. Luckily for us, we have players that are very, very good technically, which fit in with the philosophy of the club, and we've gone from probably playing more of a one up top to going with a two up top. Definitely our philosophy is to go and to control possession of the games, be patient, and then when we have a chance to penetrate, obviously penetrate and score. But now we're never going to go out trying to look for a draw or try to hold on. We want to go out to win every game. You know, we're going to try score goals, we're going to try to attack. If we lose 6-4, we lose 6-4. You know, I'd rather lose trying to win and play the right way than trying to get a 1-0 win or keeping it tight. You know, we want to make sure when the fans come to the games that we give them value for money and making them want to come back next week, you know.
Fantastic. I want to talk to you about the positives and negatives, things that you have seen that you think, man, that was, we did that really well. We can really build on that. In these last two games against Nashville and Chattanooga, what have you seen that you were really impressed with, that you were happy about, kind of thrilling moments, but also something where you go, man, that's something we can build on right there?
Well, I'll start with the Nashville game. Obviously, the resilience of the lads, you know, everybody been through a tough 10 days or so. So the resilience and the character that they showed to fight through and come out on top in that game was something that I knew, and the rest of the coaching staff, Rafa, Stan, Dave, Diedrich, we all knew coming through that game that this is something we can take and build on from there, you know. Moving into the Chattanooga game, I felt the first 20 minutes in the second half, 25 minutes actually, we completely controlled the game. You know, we dominated, kept the ball. We're very unlucky not to have scored the equaliser. So, all in all, a lot of positives to take. You know, very, very few negatives. The only negatives would be that we didn't win the Chattanooga game. That would be for me, but a lot of positives for us to look forward to and build upon now, you know.
Absolutely. You got a couple of tough days ahead because you have to play two games essentially in 48 hours. How do you prepare the guys for that kind of schedule where you're looking at two games in a 48-hour swing?
Well, luckily we have a surplus of 30 players, you know, so it's not ideal playing. It's basically a back-to-back game, the day in between recovery. We just need to make sure that they're eating and drinking the right things in between. But we have players that we can rotate in, which is great, and we have players that are hungry to play. So it's not a problem. It's not an excuse. The 6 points up for grabs, and that's what we'd be going for.
Absolutely, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way. We're roughly at the halfway. Oh, Nathan's got something. Hold on, Nathan.
I got two questions for you. So we know that there have been positive and negatives, as you've said. What have you guys as a team been working on this week, and what should we be looking for specifically in the next couple games?
Well, we've been working on this week particularly, we've been working on speed of play, when and when not to play, when to force things, when not to force things, defending as a unit, when and when not to press. So, you know, we'll look to bring that into Friday and Sunday, you know, but reality is, like, we're going to go out and try to attack from the start. That's the way the players want to play. It's our philosophy as coaches. Looking forward to Friday and Saturday. We're going down there, try to get early goals, score as many goals as we can, and hopefully enjoy it, you know.
And last question for me. You've said resiliency was something that you really liked in Nashville. What, now that we're a couple games in, what is the one thing you've sort of learned about this team? What's some things that maybe surprised you or that you didn't know or that you found, hey, this is something that I had no idea was there before?
Well, the resilience, obviously, you know, I hadn't seen that before in Nashville. I really hadn't. So I questioned the players' character and their will to win. And I questioned it to them before the game, how bad they wanted to win. Obviously, that result proved that, you know, they wanted to win badly and they played for what they were wearing on the crest. Things that I found is, you know, you pick up players' tendencies, which way they like to make their runs, what foot they like the ball pass to, do they like to be played the ball when they have pressure on them. So a lot of things like that you learn as you go along, you know. So again, all positive. It's all a learning experience for everybody, players, coaches, fans. But looking ahead, like, same outcome. We need everybody on the same page, looking to win, looking to get to the playoffs. And as of now, we're in a good position to push forward and do that.
All right, Coach. Right now, I think we have this mathematically correct. Fourth place, yes. Looking to move up that ladder. But as I said on the podcast intro today, I feel okay with thinking about the fact, or the possibility of going to Chattanooga after what I saw Saturday night. Nathan, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a good game, like you said. You could call it missed opportunities, really. I think it's just a matter of luck. There were some, you know, defenders that missed there. But overall, you cannot ask more for a new team. And I think people need to keep that in perspective.
Yeah, that's where I am. I think we love this team. You know, just like we saw that resiliency and we saw, you know, we've seen character, we've seen fight, we've seen heart. And Coach, good luck to you going into a 48-hour stretch where you have two matches. All right, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, fellas. Thank you.
All right, that is it.